Your voice in Gloucester, 104.1 FM Buckets Radio, and streaming live on the World Wide Web, bucketsradio.com.au. We just heard from Angry Anderson and Bound for Glory. Before that, the New South Wales State of Origin team, are they bound for glory? We heard a flashback going back and looking at one of the memorable games for New South Wales there. And I never get tired of listening to those flashbacks. I probably say that every week, but that's probably because I get very excited when it comes to New South Wales winning State of Origin Rugby League contests. My name is Matt Ellis and you're tuned in to Extra Cover. And we've come to the time in the show where we talk all things cricket. And I'm doing a special shout out in this segment. A listener who is having a very special birthday. He is a cricket fan. So many happy returns, Tony Preston. My brother gave me a call and he said, do you reckon you could do a birthday shout out for Tony during the cricket segment on your show? And I said it would be an absolute pleasure. I hope you have a great birthday. And I hope you enjoy us talking about the Australia A component of the cricketing situation at the moment, because it is Australia A that are doing quite well on their tour of the UK. And let's have a look at how they went against Scotland. It was Australia A sent in to bat first. They made 8 for 372. And Brad Haddin, who is captaining the side, and who knows, he may have the lowercase c with the brackets around it beside his name as we come into the test matches with Michael Clarke's back in doubt. We'll have to wait and see about that. But he led from the front with a magnificent 113. And also, this was a surprise to me. Normally known for his exploits with the ball, Peter Siddle, 103 not out, ensuring that Australia A posted a very formidable total. The best of the bowlers for the Scots was Wardlaw, who picked up 3 for 101, Gowdy 2 for 59, and McLeod 2 for 71 in there, with Iqbal picking up 1 for 31 as well. Scotland were rolled for 149, the best of the bowlers for the Aussies, Pattinson picking up 3 for 16, which is a promising piece of bowling from him coming into an Ashes series. Nathan Lyon, with his off breaks, a little bit expensive, but picked up 2 for 51, and young Ashton Agar picking up 2 for 29 with his left-hand spinners, a great result for him. Siddle also picked up 1 for 14, and Enriques 1 for 20. Australia A didn't enforce a follow-on. They went back in and had another innings to get their batting underway. Doolan at the top of the order picked up 47, a good innings from him. He had an impressive first-class summer, Alex Doolan from Tasmania, and it's good to see him get an opportunity with the Australia A side. Enriques picked up 59 not out, and Agar picked up his good bowling, backed up his good bowling with 56 with the bat, and they declared at 5 for 230, leaving Scotland a massive total of 454 to chase, and they didn't get anywhere near it, with James Pattinson again cleaning things up at the top of the order in the bowling sense with 4 for 21 off less than 10 overs. Sayers picked up 3 for 16. Nathan Lyon 2 for 33. And Peter Siddle 1 for 18. So a good result for the Australia A boys. They have a four-day game coming up from the 14th of June against Ireland. And then they play against Gloucestershire, which is coming up the following week. There's a week after there. So plenty of great cricket for the Australia A boys to show if they are ready to take the step up. And there could be opportunities for some of them in the main team when the opportunity presents itself, which could happen at any time in the world of cricket, particularly the amount of injuries that the fast bowlers and sometimes the batsmen gets, although it's mainly the fast bowlers that tend to break down. The batsmen generally fairly able to do their roles without sustaining too many injuries, unless you're like myself and tear the occasional hamstring. But that can happen, I guess. Anyway, we're going to swing back into the music and let's play some more for you right now. How about we roll out a bit of the Finn Brothers? Let's do that. This is The Luckiest Man Alive, and happy birthday, Tony Preston.